Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. State Services for the Blind of Minnesota recently held a career expo at a community college, and a great turnout happened. I ran across a guy named Bobby, a.k.a. Robert Bids. Loads trucks for FedEx. He's totally blind. So here's Robert Bids, a.k.a. Bobby.
Here. You are talking to Robert Bids, a.k.a. call me Bobby.
There we go. And what do you do?
I'm a package handler at FedEx.
A package handler? And you're visually impaired?
You call me visually impaired. I like to say totally blind, but you know, tomato, tomato.
All right. So how do you do your job? I mean, I'm sure there's other people thinking, he works at FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
How's he do this? What's your daily routine like? Or tools that you use?
Now, usually when I mess with people and they say, you work at FedEx? I say, yeah. And they say, what do you do? I say, I drive the trucks. That's just to start off the convo. But in reality, what I do at FedEx is not rocket science, you know, as hard as you would think that it's a hard job to do.
Mm-hmm.
All I do is I unload the truck. So I take boxes off a 10-foot stacked wall, and I put them on a machine called a conveyor belt, which then basically it goes to about four or five different stations throughout the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they get processed, they get placed in the post office boxes that it has to go, and then they make sure that it goes in the correct truck that it needs to go to get to the right, you know, the right houses and the right destination. So, for the most part, besides unloading, sometimes I'll reload a truck, which is the total opposite from what I told you. So instead of taking the packages off the stacked wall onto the conveyor belt, I'm taking them off the conveyor belt and I'm building a 10-foot stacked wall.
And then you drive the truck.
And then I drive the truck to the destination. There you go.
So how did you, what got you interested in FedEx? I mean, the job interview, the idea that you could do something there.
The idea, all right. So I was actually at an adjustment to blindness program by the name of Blind Incorporated. And I was a student there. I got the word from the careers teacher there by the name of Dick Davis. He got an email from FedEx stating that, you know, they were looking for disabled people to work for them. You know, they wanted to give people with disability an opportunity to work. And, you know, he thought of me, you know, with the whole physical job thing, because I used to, you know, I've done physical work all my life. And, you know,
so you got the page from Dick Davis, Bobby, to Dick Davis's office.
Actually, it was something like that. it really was. Either I got a page on the loudspeaker, or he must have pulled me into his office during class change or something. And, you know, he said he got some information on a job. He's going to take a couple people out there and basically stay tuned. So the next couple weeks come around, you know, I'm pressuring them. Hey, Dick, what's up with that job? And blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, I want to work. I want to make money.
You're on the PA system.
Yeah. Dick Davis, can I report to your office? You know? So, he tells me what the whole email and all the information that he got from FedEx. So, you know, he gets a group. It's about three of us, and we go to FedEx, and we take a little walkthrough. They call it an observation of the sort. And, you know, they're giving us the walkthrough, and of course, they're explaining everything visually to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you know, I'm totally blind. So, I'm just there, and I'm getting a little bit, I'm not getting mad, but I'm kind of getting frustrated that I feel like my time is being wasted because they're explaining a bunch of stuff that I don't understand because I can't see it.
Right.
So we get to a part where they're explaining inside the truck.
But they think they're doing such a great job.
Right. Oh, this is here and this is there, but it's like, where's here and what's there?
Yeah.
Hello. So I take the initiative and I say, let me see it with my hands out. And, you know, I'm guessing I get a crazy stare back from the person giving the observation.
Isn't that weird when you get those? You can almost hear them.
Yeah, right, right. It's like, I know you're looking at me. But, yeah, so, you know, I'm like, let me see it. And I, you know, I'm holding my hands out and, you know, I drop my cane. And I get up and I climb up in the truck and, you know, I start feeling around because I want to see this layout of the truck that they're talking about. They say the floors are flaps and there's two parts of the truck, a top half and an underbelly half. And in my head, I'm like, a two-part truck? I just know a truck to have one part.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, I want to see this type of stuff. Like, sure enough, I jump up in the truck and I'm feeling around and, you know, I'm like, oh, okay, so this is what they're talking about. So apparently the floors are flaps. And like I was saying, there's two parts to the truck. So there's a top half and there's a bottom half. Now, the bottom half isn't half as big as the top half. But how you get to the bottom half is you have to clear off the top part.
Mm-hmm.
And then those floors that you stand on when you're on the top part, you have to lift them up. And then that's how you get into the underbelly. So what they were explaining was that, you know, you have to be careful because sometimes a flap behind you could be up and you don't want to turn around and fall into the underbelly. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
a two-part truck.
Right. And they were kind of concerned about it for me, how I was going to detect it. And, you know, I had to kind of let them know. And also, they kind of saw for themselves. Because remember, at this point, I'm in the truck and my cane is outside the truck on the floor.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm kind of showing them, you know, I do this with my feet.
Yeah.
Like, I, you know,
we don't want to fall.
Right, exactly. We have that fear of falling.
Persevere.
So we kind of walk light on our feet and, you know, we kind of check around.
Yeah.
And, you know, she kind of saw that for herself. And I guess just me actually showing the initiative by her actually seeing what I was capable of, what I was willing to do,
mm-hmm.
I guess they felt content with it.
That's cool. Hands on.
From that point, I was scheduled for an interview.
Cool.
And then at the interview, so three people went to the observation sort. Two people made it to the interview, and I was the only one that got the job.
That's Bobby.
And now, Bobby, aka Robert Benz, is not only the first, but he's the only blind person to work at the FedEx located in Maple Grove in Minnesota.
There you go.
So this is just to all my fellow visually impaired, totally blind people out there, or even just people with disabilities as a whole. Just know that don't let the disability define you. You know, we can be parallel to the sighted people in the world that we live in, that we interact with every day. There's not too much that makes us different from them. Once you always put your mind to what you want to do, that makes it a whole lot easier to execute. You know, when you put doubts in your mind and stuff like that, it make things a lot harder to even think you can do. Not everything in life you would always know how to go about, but in life, you know, you experience something, and after you experience it, you kind of realize what you have to do to make that experience a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm. Experience is the greatest teacher.
Exactly. Experiences are the greatest teacher. And, you know, that's a lot with being blind, and especially being blind and productive and, you know, just competing with our sighted counterparts. You know, it's not everything is going to be like we can ask somebody and they'll tell us. There's going to be a lot of stuff where we have to develop a method for ourselves.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just want to tell the people out there, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to be different, because we're different as is. So just take the difference and, you know, use it to make your life better.
Well, I think FedEx is a lot better company having Bobby on board.
Definitely. They gave me a chance, and, you know, I don't just do this for myself. I do this to kind of bridge the gap between the sighted and the blind.
Yeah.
I do this for other people. I do this in hopes to have opened the door for other blind people to work at FedEx. I'm not sure if I'm the first and only blind person to work in the FedEx company as a whole organization, but I know at the location that I'm personally at, yes, I'm the first and only blind person to do it.
You showed FedEx that you can do the job. You open that door.
There you go.
I mean, you're changing the perception of blindness to a lot of people there. Every person that's there, that is employed there, and there's Bobby, they know that blind people are capable of doing, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's cool, because sometimes it's up to the point now. Now, you know, managers and supervisors, they work least with the actual workers. So they don't see too much. All they really see is just a blind person, and, oh yeah, he needs help because he's blind and he can't see. So they're more like, oh, hold on to my elbow, or let me hold your hand and let me take you here. But more like my coworkers that I actually work with, they're more like, all right, Bobby, we got to go to truck 207. I'll meet you over there. You know, they're not like, you want to hold my shoulder?
They're not coddling you.
No, they're more like, all right, Bobby, 207.
Maybe if I'll slow down, Bobby will get there first and get it halfway done.
Right. Sometimes I'll say,
that's a real co-worker.
Sometimes I'll ask, what truck am I in? So they'll come and they'll say, Bobby, when you finish knocking this out, 205. All right, what number am I in now? You're in 208.
Jabi. Thanks a lot, Bobby. Thanks a lot.
You got a good amount of stuff?
Yeah.
It was great to talk to Robert Bids, a.k.a. Bobby. You know, he took it upon himself to actually get his hands on, to show them physically what he could do. He got down into the truck. It's a big step. It's a big step. So if you hear of a career expo like we had here in Minnesota, put on by State Services for the Blind, go check it out. You can meet a lot of mentors, a lot of role models, a lot of people who are willing to share their journey, tell you how they did it, and tell you what their job is like.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the reality of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, follow us on the web at blindabilities.com, on Twitter at blindabilities, and download the new app from the App Store, Blind Abilities. That's two words. Thanks for listening.